When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Mind Aware 597.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hey there, Dana Wild here, and how have you been? I'm so glad you're here. Let's hang out for just a bit. It is so fun to spend this time with you, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing this show with your friends. It just means the world to me, and we're in this together, you know? We're creating like a mindset revolution. I know you are. You, me, together. Let's do it. So, are you undervaluing your services, or are you maybe discounting your products? And sometimes we have kind of underlying stories behind the reason why we do these things. And I'll tell you what happened. We had somebody write in, and what they wrote, it's a little bit long, but I'll give you kind of the short version. It says, I underprice my services. I want to help people. I'm a people pleaser. I understand the value of my services, but I just want people to be able to afford what I offer. This person is a massage therapist, by the way, and they don't want to have people struggle to get their things. And he or she, I'm not sure which it is, also says, I honestly will not purchase a program that's overpriced. I don't associate high value with a higher price tag. Now, these are all important things to know. You know, because there's a lot of messaging in here about I want people to be able to afford what I'm offering. I work for myself, so I understand pricing struggle, all of these. There's a lot of kind of resistance words in here. And so I want to really look at this from kind of three different angles. And so I think the first thing to do if you're having this challenge yourself. And sometimes we have this challenge in different ways. You know, maybe we don't know what to charge or we undercharge because we think people aren't going to pay or they can't afford to pay. Sometimes we just give too much stuff away or we give too many discounts. So by the time we're done, we look at the product package we sold and we're like, okay, I've got like a 40% profit margin on this and I just gave away 35% of it. So, you know, we have to really kind of look at in what way is this undervaluing problem or this undervaluing issue being manifested in the way we're doing our business. So the first piece, the first angle, the first point I want to make is to this audience member is, what do you consider overpriced? Because one of the statements you make is, I honestly will not purchase a program that's overpriced. And so what does that mean? What's overpriced? You know, sometimes people will look at a video program, and I've certainly purchased plenty of them, and they'll look at a video program and they'll say, well, that's not worth $500 or that's not worth $2,000. You know, think of some of the programs that are out there and available. Instead of looking at it as that's a bunch of digital content and it shouldn't be worth that much, or that's a bottle of cream or lotion and it shouldn't be priced at that price, ask yourself, what is the price point or what would you pay? We can even put the word value in here if you want to. What's the value of the transformation? So let's use an example of weight loss. If you're someone who is 50 pounds overweight and you're experiencing the issues that come with being 50 pounds overweight. And some people don't. You know, some people, we live in a world of all sizes, and some people don't have issues no matter what weight they are, but some people do. And so let's say you're a person who is. You're having, feeling like you have less energy, or you're not able to play with your kids or your grandkids as much as you would like to, or you tire easily, or maybe you're having actual health issues like diabetes or other things. And you know that if you could get your diet under control or your weight under control, that you would have a profound shift in your life quality. And if you're that person and someone says to you, look at, I have a program, it costs $2,000 or it costs $5,000 or whatever amount it costs. And if you commit to it and you implement it, you will not only lose the weight over the next, pick a number, I don't know, what are we going to say? I have no idea about weight loss. Let's say a year. You'll not only lose the weight over the next year, but you will keep it off. Now, you're that person. You've been living with those negative consequences. You've been thinking about this. You've been wanting it. Wouldn't you just about write a check for any amount for someone who could actually provide you that transformation? And so I don't really understand this idea that you have in here about overpricing. I won't purchase a program that's overpriced. If the transformation can be delivered, then the person who is buying knows what the value of that transformation is for them. Think about people who hire professional organizers. You know, how many times have you looked in a closet, those of you who are disorganized or have got a bunch of closets that are in need of help? And if you could say, oh my gosh, let me just write a check to somebody and they can fix this problem for me, what is that transformation worth to you? That's the question to ask yourself. You're a massage therapist. What transformation are you providing for your clients? And so if you're underpricing your services because you don't want to charge things that are overpriced, I think you've lost sight of the value that you really are providing. Just think about it for a little while. What kind of results am I giving to my people? And especially as a massage therapist, somebody who gets a lot of massages, I think I can testify, massage therapists really have to give of not just their physical presence and not just their technique or method that they've learned, but they're giving of their energy. You are giving your life force to people. A good massage therapist is, you know, you are really present and giving your full love and attention to a good massage. And so what is that transformation worth? Okay. And then the second question, the second point I would give some thought here is, can you provide that transformation? Sometimes people, they feel like they undervalue their services because they have self-doubt about if they're actually really able to provide the transformation. And I was like this early on too. I knew that brain training worked for me to build a business quickly. And I knew that I had helped people on my team, like I'd seen results in my other business from it. But it was really hard to explain and weird when I first started getting into this business. It was so weird to say to people, hey, just get happy and you'll make more money. Like, I felt like a complete idiot. And it wasn't that measurable. You know, sometimes the product or service or transformation that we provide, it's not that measurable. So especially as a massage therapist, you're in a similar position where you're saying like, well, I improve the quality of life or I improve their serenity. It's not the same as being able to measure, well, I've lost 50 pounds over a year. How do you measure get happy and you'll get results, or have a massage and your quality of life will improve? And so with this second point, this is the piece that we really need to, almost like we have to sell ourselves on what we have before we can talk to others about it or price appropriately. You know, look at the transformation you provide and know that you can provide that transformation. Look for evidence of that and tell yourself the story that your clients are getting results. And ask your clients, when you start saying things to yourself like, my clients get results, my clients have a transformation, things shift for my clients, the service I provide makes a difference in people's lives, the service I provide makes a shift in people's lives. When you start thinking those things, you start asking people when you see them, what are you getting out of getting these massages? How is this affecting your day-to-day life? Listen to the things they say and remind yourself that you are providing that transformation. And if you're not sure if you're providing that transformation, just know that just comes from inexperience and you will get there with time. You will get there with time and train your brain. You know what to do. You're a brain trainer. Say those gentle sentences to yourself that help you get more and more confident about the transformation that you're providing. And then finally, if you are only offering paid services, the third thing I want to talk about is it's quite obvious here that you have a passion for helping people no matter their means. And I think that's really noble and awesome, and I feel the same way. You want people to be able to get the benefit of what you have to offer regardless of their means in the appropriate time. And so think about ways that you can offer things at the free level. So you could offer a massage a week to somebody who's in need, and you could take a waiting list or something to that, like a free massage every week. But I would even try to take it to a bigger level and say, can you provide free classes at your place of business, teaching people how to do self-care, or how to do self-massage, or can you do something virtually, teaching people how to incorporate more self-care or self-massage into their lives? What can you offer to people for free who may not be able to get the actual hands-on experience with you? And that goes for everybody who has a service to provide. You know, for us here, probably the best free thing you can give anybody who wants to understand brain training is our 60-second workshop. It's literally 60 seconds that helps people understand why happiness is practical and mindset matters most. And you can, anybody you want to send there, like, you're obviously, you know, because you're here, you get this. And if you go to 60secondworkshop.com, you can understand everything fully within 60 seconds. There are a few additional 60-second videos after that to give the full picture of everything we teach, but it's all free, 100% free. And so you can send people to 60-second workshop and have them have the same language that you have about this. Or I can send people to 60-second workshop and they can understand everything they need to know about being a good brain trainer. They can listen to the podcast, understand what they need to know about brain training. So offer something for free, and it helps you to really feel good about servicing those people who may not be in a position to invest at the fullest level with you right now. And quick little bonus tip on this, because I have to be careful of this story myself, and this is being careful of the story that we tell about people. Sometimes it gets easy to tell that story that kind of sounds like there are so many people out there who are in need and can't afford this. We get this view of people as needy or not being able to afford things or not having means. And I can already tell just those three sentences I said, that's a feel bad. That's a feel bad story. And that doesn't give me power, and it doesn't give the people I'm thinking about power. And so I think we have to kind of bust ourselves on that image we have of the poor, poor people who don't have it as good as us. Like, what a big feel bad that is. And it's not empowering. It's not empowering for anybody involved. Isn't it a much better feel good to be able to know I am out in the world, I'm offering information that's readily available, and those people who are ready for the next step in our relationship together or in working with me, they will know when it's the right time to invest. And I trust that they have the means to invest in things that are important to them in their lives. They're doing it every day. They're investing in things that are important to them in their lives. And if this is part of their journey, they will invest in this as well. Much, much better story. So much more of a feel good. And so much more of a feel good, not just for them and seeing people as capable and able and financially solvent and all of those things, but a better feel good story for you, a feel good story for me to be saying, you know, people are out there spending. I'll tell you a little funny side story. I remember when I was in my other business, I did this thing for free, this, you know, workshop that normally would have cost a certain amount of money. And it wasn't so much money, but let's say it was whatever. Let's just say $100. I don't even remember the amount. And I was thinking, like, oh, I'm doing this. I was doing this story, right? Oh, they can't afford it. And so I'm doing it for this poor, poor person who can't afford it. And I got to the event, and the person had gone out and bought hundreds of dollars worth of liquor for the event. And I kind of had to laugh at myself and thinking, oh, yeah. I don't have to have this idea that people don't have means to get what they want and to get the things that are fun for them in the moment or are meaningful for them in the moment or are memorable for them in the moment or are, you know, part of their journey. So I just want to just caution you on this idea that you have to undervalue yourself because of all these poor people out there. I think a better story is telling the story that what you have is of value. You're offering service in the world that's helping people. They're having a transformation based on what you have to offer. Life is good for you. Life is good for them. You're connecting with the right people. You have lots of opportunities for people to decide if you're the right massage therapist for them because you have so many free opportunities. You have so many entry points for people to get to know you and your products and services. As they start to develop a relationship with you, the right people invest. You know that what you have to offer provides a transformation. Like, really work those stories that are the feel-good stories rather than the feel-bads. So hopefully, I hope that will help you, like, really crank it up a notch and really give some thought and consideration to the way that you are pricing your services. By the way, for those of you that are saying, yeah, but I'm new to this, I don't even have something, I'm not even at that point to price products and services, well, guess what? Join me for the next show because I'm going to be helping a new entrepreneur figure out how to make money online. And this will help even some of you who are more, let's say, seasoned entrepreneurs as well. Seasoned? Yes, that's the right word. So join me. We'll be talking about how to make money online next show. And in the meantime, I know, you know, mindset matters most. Keep that brain training happening.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?